This is the program,
Faith Matters.
In this program, we'll discuss
blindness and other issues as they relate to God.
And we'll also take a look at many other life issues as well. Being blind ourselves,
we know
faith matters.
Hello, everyone. It's Pastor Dave back with you again, but not in the usual place, not the usual seat, not even the usual country. Today I come to you from the Emperor Teodros Hotel in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Sitting next to me is a very good friend who I've gotten to know even better during the last 5 days, Tesfe Deriba. Now they don't understand Amharic, that's the language here of Ethiopia. Will you please do it in a different language? Swedish. How about English for everybody?
Hello, everybody. This is Tesfai.
Thank you, my friend. Tell me a little about yourself. Why you're living in Sweden now, but you're back here in Ethiopia right now. Where did it start? Why are you doing, and what are you doing?
Okay. Thank you. I am now 43 years old. Around 23 years ago, I left my country, Ethiopia. It was during the military regime.
That was when the communists took over and overthrew...
Yes, in the 70s. Mm-hmm. In the 70s.
Okay.
So, first I lived in Kenya for 3 years, and then I met some Swedish missionaries in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed them to their country, which I thought was a good country, so I continued to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I did my studies, my university studies, and I thought after a while, because I felt that I got settled, so I wanted to go back to my country and help my people.
Okay. You studied in the university in
Gothenburg.
Gothenburg?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you study?
Social science.
And something that hasn't been said, but we do need to say, you are totally blind?
Yes, I am. I am blind since childhood.
Childhood.
Yeah.
In fact, this afternoon, you took me to Sabata School for the Blind, where you went to school.
Yes, I did my elementary studies there. I started when I was 6 in kindergarten and continued to study until I was 14 years of age.
Okay. And did you learn Braille during those days?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, which language?
Of course, in Amharic. But Braille is a Latin-based language, so I started learning the Latin alphabet.
And everyone out there might be interested in knowing, another friend who was with us, Agenio, shoved some Braille in my hands and said, "Read it." And I actually did read a couple of the words, even though it was, what language?
It was Oromia. That is one of the largest languages in Ethiopia.
Okay.
But Oromia is based on English alphabet, so it's easier actually to learn that language from that point of view.
Okay, okay.
But Amharic has totally another way of writing and phonetics.
So you studied Amharic, and then when did you start learning English?
We had English as a parallel language the whole time, so we did English too.
Right away?
Yes, but Amharic was like, we had all subjects apart from English, of course, in Amharic.
And this town, Sabata, am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
It's about 10 kilometers away from Addis Ababa.
25 kilometers.
Oh, thank you. Addis Ababa, I think you said, was 3 million people?
Yeah, around.
And how big is Sabata?
Sabata is a small town of between 14 and 18,000 people.
But a lot of children still come there for residential learning?
Yes, okay. Because it's a boarding school. That school is a boarding school, so they come there to the school.
We used to have boarding schools in every single state of the United States. A few states still have them, but they're not used like they used to be, nor like what I saw there today. We toured the facilities, the marvelous, the classrooms. There was a classroom for every grade. There were dormitories, a kitchen.
Yes.
I met many of the students, the dorm mother, and it was really fun to be there. And I could tell you and Agenio. We're having a ball being back there after so many years.
Right. We had some memories back from our childhood.
Okay. So tell now everybody, why are we back here together in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia?
Okay. Now, the story starts when I was in high school. I became a believing Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So when I left my country, I left the country because of just people who showed that they were Christians were persecuted by the military government, because the communistic government wanted people to think the way they, only in one way,
mm-hmm.
namely the way they wanted people to think,
Their
own way. So by that time I was serving in a choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the accordion in the choir, a youth choir.
Mm.
So they wanted us, they wanted me to play in a secular revolutionary song group.
Yeah.
And I refused to do that. So they started to threaten me in one way or another psychologically.
Mm.
So together with a choir member who was a good friend of mine, we decided to leave the country to Kenya.
So you went to Kenya first?
Yes.
Kenya is south of Ethiopia?
Right.
Okay. And then from there you went on up to
Sweden. So when I came to Sweden, so I wanted to continue within the church and serve within the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a school. I came to a school, folk high school, or adult school.
Mm-hmm.
I asked there were organizations or societies for the blind, so they gave me the address to the nearest association office. And then when I met them, I asked them if there was a Christian organization for the blind.
Ah.
They fixed me the contact.
Okay.
So I started going to that group,
mm-hmm.
and then I asked them if they could start some missionary work in Ethiopia. So it was around 1989.
Mm-hmm.
But they said every year, oh, let's see, let's wait, let's see if there is some facts or some reasons that makes us to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not before 1993 that they were convinced. So it was the year also that I came back to Ethiopia after 14 years inside of the country.
Okay.
That is, I left the country in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
So 1993,
mm-hmm.
I came with the blessings from this organization that I could start up an organization for Christian blind people.
And what organization were you with that was
assisting? It's called Syskon Bandet. That's Swedish, which means brotherly and sisterly binding, or love.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's the name.
Very good.
So when I came this way, I figured out that there were some people who were gathering,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have any organization. They were fellowshipping.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked them if one could form an association. So we tried to write some bylaws and things.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, we founded that organization called BCA.
And what does that stand for?
It stands for the Bartimaeus Christian Association.
Okay.
The Bartimaeus Christian Association. Meanwhile, before that, when I was in Sweden already, I had formed ARVI, which stands for Operation Mission for the Visually Impaired in Ethiopia.
Okay.
The reason why I formed that organization actually is because Syskonbandet, the Christian Association of the Blind in Sweden, said that, okay, if you can take responsibility yourself, then we can help you. So that's the way I could solve it that time.
Okay.
Because they didn't want to take the whole responsibility. Mm-hmm. But they could give some bit of finances.
Okay. And so, ARVI continued to grow and expand from that point on.
Yes, we continued. And when I was here in 1993, I tried to convince the government, but it was not easy to register. Neither BCA nor ARVI.
Okay.
So it took some years because of the bureaucracy. So I came back after some 4 years, and we tried to make a long history short. We got registered after some very, very troublesome years.
And then after you were registered, your next step is what we just accomplished this weekend. By the way, as we sit here and are recording, it is May 26, 2002. Tell us what took place this past couple days.
Yeah, what we did this past days was the first day, Friday, the 24th of May, we had training, a seminar led by Reverend David Andrews. And the seminar was about leadership for the blind. How blind can be self-sufficient, how they can have confidence, how they can be used by God, even if they are blind or even if they are what they are.
In fact, some of you out there may recognize the name Theology of Blindness. That's one of the classes that we run in the Christian Blind Institute. And when we talked months ago and you described what you wanted me to do, I thought, well, I'll just bring this class and do it. And how many people were there, you think, on Friday?
Yeah, I think there were around between 80 and 100 people.
I know there was an awful lot.
Yes.
And it was sure a fun day. And if we have time, we'll put in some excerpts of some of the singing that took place that day at the end. What else then on the next day?
The next day was Saturday, yesterday, the 25th of May. We had a dedication day whereby we dedicated a new center for the Blind Resource Center and the training center called Nehemiah Rehabilitation and Production Resource Center for the Blind.
Tell me why you picked the name Nehemiah to call it that.
For me, Nehemiah has a great role in my own personal life because it's to do with rehabilitation. But then it's not only building. In that context, Nehemiah rebuilt up actually Jerusalem, which was fallen apart. But there is more deeper meaning for me, which means we need to rebuild ourselves, even within ourselves. Sometimes people have lost their confidence because of they have gone through many hardships and problems. But then when we come to them and tell them that there is a trust through Jesus Christ, we can rebuild our whole being. So this is Nehemiah. So I thought this is good because we are going to give them the training they need for their physical needs. They can have some sort of employment, and then at the same time we have to teach them so that they can have their confidence back.
Very good. It's a very good thing to do. And is it being led and done by blind people?
Yes.
Not sighted people, but blind people.
One of the things which we got to learn in our seminar was that blind people have been for the past maybe 75 or 100 years just recipients.
Mm.
But now it's time, it's high time that we are partakers or participants.
Very good.
And that's what we are trying to do now.
At this center, we had the big gathering and the dedication in the large room. I'm going to guess it's 60 feet by 70 feet. And then off to the side of that, there were seven more rooms, is that right?
Yeah.
Plus two bathrooms.
Yes.
And then there was another building just behind it with another five classrooms.
Yes.
Tell me what you're going to do with all that space.
Yeah, it sounds as though we have a big space, and that is true. But that hall,
mm-hmm.
that big room, was because we didn't have the machines which, as we had thought, to have for broom making, brush making, and things like that. The other rooms are offices. The rooms behind the classrooms
mm-hmm.
are classrooms for the trainees. So, but now we have started thinking in another way. We think to make up in our plan. We had two phases.
Mm-hmm.
The first phase was the workshop phase, and the
mm-hmm.
second phase was whereby we built a library.
Mm-hmm.
But now we want to have these phases in one. So we are trying to use some of the rooms
mm-hmm.
for the library.
It's really a neat thing as I've sat and talked with you. You are still planning on using the large room. Not for brooms, but you had said maybe rugs or sewing, that there will be employment of the blind.
Yes, in one way or another.
But you're also connecting with that more literacy with the express thought that they will be able to improve their way of life as well as then maybe move into the community at large to obtain other jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
That is a marvelous idea, Tesfaye.
That's what rehabilitation means.
Yeah.
We integrate them in the community there from, and at the same time, we give them the confidence through
mm-hmm.
giving them the opportunity to meet other blind people like themselves.
There may be some in the United States, but I'm not aware of it. It's usually one or the other. And you're combining both together. What a marvelous idea.
Thank you.
So, just to recap then, we did a dedication and a seminar, and I head back to the United States tomorrow. How many more days do you stay here?
Well, I will be back to Sweden the 7th of June.
So almost two more weeks.
Yeah.
What will you be doing in these two remaining weeks?
I'm going to plan the staff. The obvious stuff should be reshuffled because of the new building dedication,
mm-hmm.
and we must start working in the building in Sabata. And we have to recruit trainees. I'm going to plan to do such things, and it takes its time.
It doesn't sound like this is a vacation where you're putting your feet up and relaxing.
No, not at all.
Well, praise the Lord for you
but,
and
but
what
I'm
you're
very
doing.
Happy that I could talk to my children today and my wife because
yeah.
It was just very intense the past days, but it was better today. Of course, you did some preaching, and it continued today also.
Mm-hmm. Yes, although we did mix a bit of fun where we went to a park and climbed some trees and laughed. And then, we did do another training seminar for your leaders in Bartimaeus
right.
Christian Association on leadership.
Right.
It sounds so wonderful. And we will be connecting up with you with our blind mission.
Thank you.
If others out there in the internet family want to learn more about AMVI, do you have a website they can look to?
Yes, www.omvie.org.
Very good. And on that website, I'm assuming because you are blind and others in your board are, it's blind friendly?
Apart from me, only one blind Swedish lady.
Okay.
The rest are sighted.
Okay. But we should be able to maneuver around it fairly well and find the email and other information we're looking for?
Yes, through the adapted technology system we have, yeah.
Very good. And if you didn't catch that website or have trouble with it or want it in Braille, don't hesitate to contact me as usual, and we'll put you in contact, Tess Faye. Here is some of the music now from the Friday seminar. These are the people in the blind choir. Lastly, one song from the Sunday morning worship led by Solomon and then the congregation.
Mere, 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 mere
Before going, I will say it has been a wonderful delight to be here in Addis Ababa. I learned it's high up on the mountains, 2,400 feet altitude, which makes it comfortable and dry, and the weather's been very nice. It's cooled down where you need a jacket tonight, and during the daytime we were sweating a little bit. It's a wonderful place to be, and I encourage anyone who would like to come and visit, they can, and they can look up the Nehemiah Rehabilitation Resource Center. It seems wherever I am, wherever I go, with whomever I talk with, whether it be in the United States, in Sweden, or in Ethiopia, faith matters.
One final note. Pastor Dave has put together a 40-minute travelogue with a lot of the music and some of the teaching and things like that he did in Ethiopia. This is available on tape. And if you'd like a copy of this travelogue, which includes many things that were not included in the program, please either send us an email or give us a call. You may email us at faithm@acbradio.org, or you may call us at 314-776-3694.